Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Welcome to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Visibility Catalyst, best-selling publisher Linda Joy. In all the conversations that I love to bring you through the radio show, there will always have been a common thread that runs through each one. And it's stories and conversations with women who just touch and inspire me because their life journey, right? And we all have different things that we've overcome in our lives. And I always find these nuggets of inspiration in someone's story. And that's as true for today's guest as it's ever been. You know, we always hear the phrase, follow your passion. We hear that phrase all of the time, don't we? But what does it truly mean? And more importantly, how do we discover what ours is? Today's guest, passion mentor Karen Putz, interviewed over 200 people in her passion study. Today, we're going to talk about the hidden meaning behind the word passion and the three clues that will help you unwrap yours. And before I introduce Karen, I just want to give a little side note. You may notice brief pauses between my question and Karen's answer. Karen is deaf, and we're holding this interview using an interpreter. And I got to tell you, Karen's a true inspiration. I'm excited to have her here. Karen, known, as I shared, as the Passion Mentor, is passionate about living life to the fullest. She is dedicated to helping people in midlife who are tired of being stuck in mediocrity and are looking for more meaning by teaching them how to unwrap their passions and live with gratitude and joy without self-doubt. Karen's a certified passion test facilitator and the author of several books, including Unwrapping Your Passion, Creating the Life You Truly Want. She's been featured in the Chicago Tribune, CNN, Headline News, More Magazine, and Chicken Soup for the Soul, Find Your Happiness. For fun, Karen walks on water as a barefoot water skier. Welcome, Karen.
Thank you so much for having me. What a great introduction. I always laugh at the walking on water part, but it is true.
Well, I got to tell you, I am so excited to have you here. And I want to invite you to share your story of becoming deaf from a fall while you were barefoot water skiing and what your journey has been like since that.
That has been a very interesting journey. I was born with normal hearing, and I can remember being able to hear as a very young child. I started losing my hearing in elementary school. And I got my first hearing aid at the age of 9. And I hated it. Absolutely hated it. It didn't really do much good for me. In high school, I discovered the sport of barefoot water skiing. And oh my goodness, I loved that sport. Every time I got out on the water, put my feet on the water, I just came alive. It was definitely something that I was very passionate about. And then one day at the age of 19, on a Sunday, I turned across the wake and I took a hard fall into the water. I just couldn't do a normal tuck and roll. When I got into the boat, I was deaf. Only I didn't know it. There was no sound coming out. My friends were talking. But I dismissed it and I thought, I have water in my ear or something. But that night when I laid in bed, tinnitus set in. And tinnitus is this horrible ringing sound that never ends. You can't shut it down. Your brain is just constantly sending out this awful sound over and over and over again. And that lasted for several months. I felt like I was going mad. But I was deaf, and being deaf was here to stay. So for me, it was a very dark time in my life because I had struggled my entire life being hard of hearing and trying to fit in, trying to understand people, being left out of group conversations, and just a poor self-esteem growing up. And now I was deaf. So it was just a very dark time in my life. But one day, I woke up, and I realized I had two choices. I could continue to fight what was going on, continue to struggle, continue to grieve, continue to cry, or I could accept the journey. And that was a very pivotal time in my life because when I woke up and I realized I wanted to accept the journey, I started learning American Sign Language. I met my husband. We have three deaf and hard of hearing kids. And life opened up in a very different, very beautiful way because I was no longer fighting who I was meant to be.
What a beautiful way of looking at your challenges, Karen. That's the kind of conversations that I love having on this show because, as you know, there's someone listening right now that's struggling with something in their life, and they may be ready to give up. And your story is a true inspiration. Now, it led you, it sounds like your accident, your fall, led you to exactly the work you're doing today. What led you to start researching passion?
That is so true. I really believe that we're all on this journey of life for different reasons. And I couldn't see it as a blessing back then, but it is a blessing today. For me, the whole path to passion started 8 years ago when I saw a Today Show segment. And on the Today Show was this 66-year-old woman barefoot water skiing, 66 years old. At that time, I was 44 years old. I had long ago given up the sport, and I thought that I was too old to even enjoy that sport ever again. And here I'm watching this 66-year-old woman on the Today Show. So I got in touch with her. Her name is Judy Myers. And she invited me to Florida to barefoot water ski again. And I was 200 pounds, out of shape, overweight. But I met the world barefoot champion, and he gave me a barefooting lesson. And the minute I put my feet back on the water, oh, my gosh, that old passion came just flowing back. And I have been barefoot water skiing for 8 years now. And it's been absolutely amazing. I have met probably over 500 barefoot water skiers all over the United States. And I'm actually doing 50 states for my 50s.
I love it. It's like you reconnected to your childhood passion in midlife. And what a powerful message for all of us in midlife who've given up on our dreams, on our passions.
Absolutely, and that is my message to people, is that literally you can unwrap the gift of passion to the day you take your last breath. It is so very possible because passion is a gift within us, and it's something that needs to be unwrapped for us to honor it and live it.
How did you decide to follow the path and become a certified passion test facilitator and do the work that you're now doing in the world? Was the Today Show episode your impetus to start that journey?
The Today Show was actually the path of me rediscovering passion again. But what really led me to the passion test was a friend of mine, Stephen. He said, oh, you need to read this book. It's called The Passion Test. And so I ordered the passion test from Janet and Chris Atwood, sat down to read that book, and I set the intention to meet Janet. I wanted to meet Janet. And a friend of mine told me about Janet coming to Chicago. And I was kind of stuck because I had committed to a fundraiser. And it was on the very same night that Janet was coming to Chicago. So I didn't know what to do. And I opened the Passion Test book, and a sentence came out, and it said, "When you are faced with a choice, a decision, or an opportunity, choose in favor of your passion." My heart was not in that fundraiser. I had already done the work that was supposed to be done for the fundraiser. They really didn't need me. So I chose to meet Janet that night, and it was just absolutely amazing.
I love that you followed your soul's intuition, right? And a lot of people struggle with that. They struggle with following shoulds and have-tos. And you tapped in and followed your passion and the whispers of your heart.
That's been a lesson that comes up over and over and over again. And I think it's something that many of us, we have never been trained to listen within. And when we listen within, I mean, our heart starts opening up and then we start really stepping into our gifts. And that's a beautiful thing. Can you imagine a world if many of us listened within and really tapped into the gifts that we have? There would be so much joy and happiness. It would just be amazing.
Oh, I live my life that way. So I agree, Cameron, I agree. We're going to our first break. Well, thank you. We're going to take our first break, and I'll be back in a moment with Cameron Putz of AgelessPassions.com.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Are you being called to step into your truth and embrace your divinity? Are you ready to align your heart and soul, live an authentic life, and become a divine magnet for love and abundance? It's time to listen to your inner wisdom and clear the blocks holding you back from your best life. Leading intuitive prosperity coach, Akashic Records practitioner, and evidential medium Jamie Hearn of liveyourdivinity.com empowers and supports spiritual women like you to align your inner and outer worlds, embrace your soul's truth, and live your divinity. Through her intuitive gifts, grounded wisdom, and empowered coaching, Jamie guides women back into sacred alignment with their truth. Visit liveyourdivinity.com to learn more about Jamie's empowering programs and to schedule an Akashic record reading.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth radio is conscious living for your soul, every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is OTRFM. Part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. With me is the passion mentor, Cameron Putz, and we're talking about her life-defining moments when she rediscovered her passions, and now here she is writing books and spreading her message, and I am so grateful that you were able to join me today, Karen.
It's such a thrill to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, one of the things that I lead my life by following my, I call it soul whispers. And in that moment that you chose to attend Janet's event over the fundraiser, you tapped in and listened. Did that begin your journey towards learning a new way of navigating life?
It absolutely did. And I often think about that sentence, you know, when I'm faced with whether or not I should do something or feel I want to do something. I always ask myself, in the long run, am I tapping into my gifts? Am I using my passion? Am I serving others with it? And when I ask those questions, it usually leads me down the right road.
Oh, same here, same here. I have to follow my truth. I need to follow my heart. That's what gives me fulfillment.
Yes, absolutely.
So you discovered in your work that there's three clues that help us unwrap our passion. What are those three clues, Karen?
Before we jump into that, let me share a little bit about passion itself and exploring the meaning behind it. I mean, passion is your joy. That's the very simple version of thinking of passion. If passion is your joy, how you live your life with joy, passion is always tied to it. And the surprising meaning behind passion is the willingness to suffer. If you are willing to suffer, you will go above and beyond to do the things and experience the things that you are passionate about. So that is the definition of passion that I use, and the three clues to where you can find your passion. The first one is by looking in your past. Think back to the activities that you were engaged in when you were full of joy. Activities in which time just flowed by seamlessly. Activities that you look back on and say, wow, I wish I could do that again. So those are some of the clues to your gifts by looking back in your past and identifying those moments of awe that you were engaged in. So that's one. The second clue to your passion is thinking about the present. Have you ever been standing in line somewhere and then you've got a million thoughts going through your head? Some of those thoughts are clues to your passion. Watch where your mind goes when you are sitting in a very boring meeting and you're not engaged. Your mind will start wandering to things that you wish for, to things that you wish you could do, to things that you maybe even go over some of the awe moments in your life. So when you are in the present, watch where your thoughts go. That's the second. The third one is what I call the someday syndrome. Think about all the things that you're putting off for someday. Someday when I have money, I will fill in the blank. Someday when the kids are grown and gone, I will fill in the blank. Other someday things are big clues to passion. Things that you wish for, things that you hope for. So with all three of those, if you sit down and think through those three clues, you will often come up with a list of things that will guide you right then and there to steps that you can take in your life to invite more passion into your life.
I love it. And the someday syndrome, I remember living my 20s and 30s that way. I was always looking, well, one day I'll do that, someday I'll do that. And that one really resonated with me because I did that for many years. I put off my joy. And that's such a sad way to live. And I'm so glad that you shared that for the listeners who may be doing that in their lives. What would your advice be to them?
Well, I can tell you right now that you can search every calendar in the world and you will not find a Sunday on them. the things that you are putting off, in many, many cases, they are so doable if we make decisions and take steps in that direction. One of my someday things was that, you know, oh, I will barefoot water ski when my kids are grown and gone. Well, I'm really glad that I didn't wait for that. My kids were still in school. I was barefooting and I was traveling. And what happened with that when I made that decision is that I came home and the kids had a happier mom because I was out there experiencing my joy. So don't put off that joy for someday, because your family, your kids, your friends, the universe benefits from you tapping into your joy and your passion. That's a gift back to the world when you tap into that energy.
I believe that. I believe that joy is contagious. I also believe that women are the nurturers of the next generation. And when our children see us living our joy, we're teaching them that it's okay to experience joy and follow our passion. So what a beautiful gift you gave your children.
You know, my kids have really benefited from that in different ways. I mean, especially my daughter. She loved acting. And she was going to college. She was kind of frustrated. And she really wanted to act. So she made a decision to leave college, and then she got a role on Broadway as a swing, and she did that. And it was an amazing, you know, openness for a new path in life for her. Today she's performing and acting at the very school that she dropped out of.
Oh, I love it.
Funny how that works, huh?
Life comes full circle when we follow our passion and our joy, and it's no different for me. I started Aspire Magazine 13 years ago with no experience in marketing or publishing, but a deep joy for the message I wanted to share. And I just kept trusting in the next step and staying connected to my joy and passion. And here we are, 13 years later, with radio shows and book publishing and the magazine, all because I follow my joy and passion. So I love the work you're doing in the world to get that message out.
And think about that. 13 years of your work, you have spread joy to so many people out there. It's such a wonderful feeling to know that your gift, your passion, has an impact on others.
It's such a fulfilling feeling, as you know, because you do a lot of speaking and coaching and sharing this powerful message, and it must feel so, so not validating, but so empowering to you to know that you're making a difference in the lives of others.
I think it's a wonderful feeling when someone connects to their passion. And it doesn't have to be a huge, big thing. I'll give you an example. A woman that I had given my book to, she went home, she opened the book, and literally by the third chapter, she realized she was missing the passion of dance in her life. She was newly divorced, a grandma, and right then and there, she signed up for dance lessons. It has been exactly 1 year later, and she has been dancing every week since then. She reconnected with an old dance partner. So I often tell people that passion comes in little gifts as well as big gifts. A lot of people think, oh, I need to find my passion, quit my job, and move to an island, and that's going to be my life. And that may be true for some people. That may be their path. But for other people, passion is smaller gifts. And even those smaller gifts have big, big joy in them.
I believe that too. I truly believe, Karen, that not everyone is called to be an entrepreneur or an author or a coach. We're all here to share our joy and our passion in our own unique way. And she, following her passion for dance, is spreading joy, spreading love, and inspiring others in her own magical way.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So what would you tell someone who comes to you and says, I don't know what my passion is. Help.
I love that. That happens to me often. I first tell them to check their pulse because they might be dead. But here's the thing. Passion is a gift within us. I want you to think about an onion for a minute. All the many layers of an onion. For some of us, we find passion on the outer layers. We peel it away. We find it immediately. Some of us have to dig deeper through the layers to get to that gift. But an onion, just like us, is a living thing. If you leave it sitting on a shelf for too long, it's going to rot away. And for many of us, we're at that point of rotting away where we feel like, okay, I don't have anything left. When I have someone who comes to me like that, the very first thing we need to do is we need to change something. We need to turn something into action, whether it's the thoughts, whether it's the feelings and the attitude and the action itself. So we start there. And the other very important key to the whole thing is that you must learn something new. You must invite something new into your life. And it may not be the first time. It may not be the second time. Sometimes we have to persist with something that's new. We feel like a fool because we're inexperienced with something new, and we may give up too soon. So if you're on that path where you feel like, I don't know what to do, I don't know what my passion is, we take action with something new.
And I love your analogy of the onion, because that's what it felt like for me, is just unfolding, unpeeling layers until I remembered the things that gave me joy as a child. And for me, it was really just being committed to doing the work to reconnect with my passions, which I'm 56 now, and I think I'm still unfolding, because I think we evolve as we age.
If you think about it, you actually will unfold into your last breath. That would be a beautiful way of looking at life, is to continually unfold.
Yes, because we don't want to be stagnant, like you said. We don't want to sit on the shelf, you know, like that onion that just withers away and dries up and dies. We're going to go to break, Karen. And when we come back, let's talk about, you know, this false belief that we're too old to follow our passion. I'll be back in a moment with Karen Putz, the Passion Mentor. You can learn more at agelesspassions.com.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
We can all use a little more peace and joy in our lives. Don't you agree? Counselor, best-selling author, and self-nurturing expert Kelly Grimes of CultivatingPeaceAndJoy.com is passionate about empowering overwhelmed and exhausted women to live with more peace, joy, and meaning through the practice of self-nurturing. Through her experience working with individuals, speaking, providing workshops, and teaching professional and leadership development to forward-thinking organizations, Kelly knows that nurturing peace in the world begins from the inside out. That's why she created the free Cultivating Peace and Joy mobile app that brings you beautiful self-nurturing reminders, guided meditations, empowering practice tools, and daily prompts with an inspiring question to guide your daily self-nurturing practice. Download your free Cultivating Peace and Joy mobile app today at cultivatingpeaceandjoy.com.
Ready to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTRFM. This is Shay Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. With me today is Karen Putz, the passion mentor and author of Unwrapping Your Passion, Creating the Life You Truly Want. You can learn more at agelesspassions.com. So Karen, so many people, and you mentioned it earlier, use the excuse, I'm too old to tap into their passion or find their passion or do the inner work. What do you have to say about that?
I actually love when I hear that one too, because I know how untrue that is. I think from the time we hit the age of 40, 45, we get bombarded with messages from society that, oh my goodness, we're over the hill, we're getting older, we need to slow things down because we might break some bones, we need to start taking 15 different medicines, we need to do this, we need to do that. Those are the messages that we're bombarded with. If you turn on the TV, every other advertisement is a drug advertisement. What if instead we had role models who showed us a snapshot of what life could look like at 80, 90, and 100 years old? And what if the picture was very different? There is a media company in Florida called growingbolder.com, and they are doing exactly that. If you go to the website, it's filled with inspiring stories of people at an older age of life who are living life completely fully. So if we can start taking that message and sending that out to people and getting them to realize that instead of slowing down at a certain age, we should be ramping it up. We have more time. We have more money. Our kids are grown and gone. It's the absolutely perfect time in life to start exploring something new. There's a man named Banana George, and I wrote a book by the same title, Banana George. He lived to 98. And at the age of 80, he started doing all these amazing things, learning to snowboard. He barefoot water skied until he was 93. He rode a camel. He drove a race car. He went surfing. You know what? So we need a different picture of life as we get older, and one that is fully, you know, vibrant, robust, filled with people who are learning new things. We need to get that concept out there that we never stop learning. The moment we stop learning is the day we start dying.
So beautifully said. I believe that. I believe that we need to stay connected to our soul's truth, our passion, our joy. And, you know, I have grandchildren now, and I have a little granddaughter who's this spirited little sprite. And I look at her and remember that as adults, we forget the joy and passion that we were born with. Do you notice that too, that as children, we came as such bright lights, and we just have to remember who we are?
That is so beautifully said. We can learn so much from children because we forget how to be a kid. And they have so much to teach us that we can re-tap into that energy at any given moment.
She reminds me, I believe my grandchildren, I have an 18-year-old grandson and a soon-to-be 7-year-old granddaughter. And since they came into my life, I see life through their lens now. And I'm a busy entrepreneur. And way back when my grandson was born, I didn't take as much time as I do now to be in the present moment. Having him come into my life brought me back into that moment. And you're so right. Children are such beautiful teachers on every level, spiritual teachers, they joy teachers. And What are you working on now in your life? I know you're speaking and you have your book, Unwrapping Your Passion, Creating the Life You Truly Want. What are you most passionate, other than water skiing, about right now?
Oh, my gosh. I have just discovered painting. I never knew that I had an inner artist like that, and I love getting up and painting. So that's one new passion for me. But the other projects I'm working on, I'm developing courses for next year. And I want to do more online teachings. So next year, instead of as much travel, I hope to do more teaching online.
Well, you have such a powerful message. I can see the doors opening up for you for that. And this is such an important topic in your own inspirational journey of overcoming perceived obstacles. And I like to use that phrase because I don't believe anything is truly an obstacle. It's just our way of looking at it. Your personal story is an inspiration, and which is why I wanted you here today. If someone asks, what's the greatest gift you've received since becoming deaf from that fall, what would it be?
Wow, that is a good question. The greatest gift that I have received since becoming deaf, I think it's that my world opened up. Because my entire life, I felt very small. I always measured myself next to people who could hear. I didn't have deaf and hard of hearing role model to look up to. I played very small. I felt very small. After I became deaf and I really stepped into the journey of being a person who was deaf, of really embracing the American Sign Language, the deaf community, the hard of hearing community, that's part of my work that I do now as well. So I think the greatest gift of becoming deaf was simply the gift of stepping into myself. And I think it's a gift that all of us need to honor and recognize, that the things that happen to us in life, they shape us, but they don't define us.
That's so beautifully said. I, like you, for many years, looked at my childhood as and things that had happened during my childhood as a weight I had to carry. And it wasn't until about 1992, I think I was about, 30, 31 years old, when I woke up to the truth that my past didn't define me, but my thoughts and actions on a daily basis define me. That's when everything changed for me. And I went from welfare mom, queen of self-sabotage, to the woman I am today because of that one aspect of our past does not define us and our circumstances don't define us. So thank you for sharing that wisdom, Karen.
Yeah, that's an amazing journey that you've been on. Can I turn that around and ask you that same question back to you?
Yeah, the greatest gift I've learned from my experience is that we are much more powerful than we believe we are, and that when we turn inward for love and validation and self-worth instead of outward searching for those things, we will find everything we need to transform our life. And now, many years later, all of my brands are dedicated to inspiring women to live from the inside out so they can discover their truth, their passion, their joy. So that was my greatest blessing because now I'm able to share it today.
Oh my gosh, that's absolutely beautiful. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you for asking. Now, on your website, Ageless Passions, which I love the name, right? It's like there's no limit to when you can connect with your passions. Tell us about why you named your business that, because it really resonates with me.
You know, it's funny. The name was actually chosen by another passion touch facilitator who I was working with in developing my brand. And we were trying to come up with a name, and she came up with it, and I just felt like, wow, it really fits. It is my message. You know, that passion is absolutely ageless. And she just nailed it for me.
She did a great job because she really captured what you do, and it really resonates with someone like me who is on the path. The moment I saw your URL, I guess you can call it, I started following the links, and that's how I found you. And then I heard about your book, and I said, oh, yeah, I have to get to know Karen. So here we are today.
I'm so glad you did that. I'm so thankful our paths crossed. I love your magazine.
Oh, thank you, darling. When you work with people, what do you notice the majority of people are that come to you? Is it women? Because that's what I notice comes to me the most. Women are waking up knowing that they've been playing small in some area of their lives. Have you found that to be true?
I think probably 75% of who I work with are women, and the other 25% have been men. To me, they're humans looking for something more, looking to make an impact, looking for ways that they can use their gifts, and wondering, is there more to life than what I'm experiencing right now? That's what I see coming to me, because people are noticing my Facebook posts. In the last 8 years, it has been really amazing in terms of experiences and travels and being able to meet people and being able to barefoot water ski in, 17 different states, competing and that. And so people come to me, they're like, wow, I want your life. And I always laugh and I say, you don't want my life because my life is designed for me. Let's design something amazing for you. But what they're really saying is that they want to tap into their joy. They want to understand and honor their gifts, and they don't know how.
So true. So through seeing you live your passion, they can connect with the yearning inside themselves that recognizes that something's missing. And I love the phrase you just used, life designer. That's so beautiful.
I'm sure. I mean, we have help from a bigger designer, that's for sure. But it's true that we don't recognize how much we can design our own lives, that we need to get up each day and set intentions for how we want to live. And a lot of our answers are found in that sentence, how do you want to live? And the way you answer that is unique to you, and it contains all the answers you need.
It's so true, and you have to tap into your passions, though, to find and create the life that you wish to design, because without knowing what those passions are, I feel that we would create from that other place, from the shoulds and the have-tos. I don't know if I'm phrasing that correctly, but from my own experience, I used to follow the shoulds and have-tos instead of my passion because I wanted to do what was right or what was expected. Do you find a lot of your clients use that language, shoulds, have-tos, must?
I think a lot of us do, because the typical American way of life sponsors and encourages that kind of thinking and living. I myself, even my husband, both of us, we're living somewhat of a traditional life in that sense, but we supplement it with our travels and other enjoyment. So for us, we're still learning. We're still learning how to tap into power. We're still learning how to create and design the life that we really want to enjoy. It's a learning process, I think, for all of us.
Oh, definitely is. I believe we're always, as you said earlier, always unfolding. That's part of, the human experience. We are never quite there, right? We're always unfolding to honor our truth.
Absolutely. You just said it beautifully. We are always unfolding. I think part of what is the struggle is when we have a goal and we achieve it, there's a letdown. we often forget that the journey to that goal is also the goal itself. And that's something that we always overlook in the process of attaining a goal.
It's so true, because the world has us always pushing and striving. And if we fall into that trap, we become disconnected from ourselves. And I know that used to be my truth, especially in my 30s and probably my 40s. But now I like to drop down into my body and listen to my soul and spirit to create my life by design, as you so beautifully said earlier. And now when you teach, how do you get people to tap in? How do you teach them to tap in and quiet down and listen to their, I'll use the word soul, instead of the shoulds and have-tos?
Meditation. Just having that quiet time in your day where you are reflecting, when you're looking within, when you get so quiet that the voices inside of you become so loud that you can't ignore them. That's that flow. That's where we get our answers. That's where we get the information we need that guides us in life, by becoming still, detaching from everything, becoming quiet. My daughter and I, we did a 90-minute meditation once with a group of women, and it was so powerful to be in that room. And I had a notebook, and I literally filled that notebook up with all the thoughts that were coming in. And that guided me. Now, I will admit that I have an advantage because I'm deaf. I can turn my hearing aids off and I instantly have silence. So it's kind of a nice thing. There's a blessing right there in that I can meditate pretty quickly with silence.
That's another gift you found since your accident.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So in our last few moments together, is there a piece of wisdom or insight, more than you've already shared, that you'd like to leave our listeners with?
That's a good question. For all of you listening, know and understand that you are beautifully unique. There is not a single soul on this God-given earth who is like you. Not a single soul. You are a unique fingerprint in the world. And it's up to you to take the gifts that you uniquely have within you, to recognize them, to honor them, and share them with the world. I think that is the message that I want people listening to take away, is to honor those gifts and live fully with them.
It's a beautiful parting gift that you left our listeners. And I want to invite everyone, visit agelesspassions.com to learn more about Karen's inspiring work and to learn more about her books, including Unwrapping Your Passion, Creating the Life You Truly Want. And follow her on her Facebook page, too, because, as she said, she is painting now, and I love seeing all her posts, inspirational and the creative art posts, so be sure to follow her. Karen, thank you for being here today.
Linda, thank you for allowing me to have the pleasure to be here. Thank you.
And everyone, I invite you to join me every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the OM Times Network for the Inspired Conversations radio show. Until next time, choose love, choose joy, choose happiness, my friends. Blessings.
Thanks for listening to Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. Join our sacred space every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern and meet leading female visionaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy is a soulful venue where guests share the obstacles they've overcome, along with wisdom and lessons learned on their personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations, to empower you on your path to authentic and soulful living.